This is an MUT Radio podcast.
But right now, we are on Health Talk in Joba Tesishuguti. We are talking about the Health Talk in Nayege Ugrace today. What are we talking about? But firstly, welcome to Ihlanganani Midday Show.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you, Velo?
I'm very nice. I'm very great.
And Sianda Bagate. Yeah, I'm Velo. Today-ish, we're talking about all things mental health, you know. It's Mental Health Awareness Month this month, you know. It's not a norm, basically. People are scared to talk about mental health. I don't know why. I
think there's a black.
I don't think we've opened the portal. Let's talk about mental health. Mental health is a serious issue amongst igrupiet, basically, because I do feel like lentiqalangathi yabo, just like how it started nabantu abadala and they ignored it, isifiyakuthina, and now we know the terms of it and what happens. I think see ignorance in a way. So yeah, let's get into it. You know, mental health is a state of emotional, psychological and social well-being. It influences how you think, feel and behave, as well as how you handle stress related to others and make choices. As this at the time, I think we had Dr. Sian Zimande. He was my psychologist, and also he did Gui peer education training last year. Hey, things happened, Lapayan. You
what's
know,
happened?
Things that you don't notice, Oguti, they fall under mental health. They actually do. I mean, I didn't know Guti. But when you have this feeling, you go to, hey, today I don't want to wake up. Hey, I want to sleep the whole day. Hey, loco, it also falls under one of the symptoms of Guti. Hey, you are trying to isolate yourself. Negligence of thyself also falls under as a symptom. You go to, hey, konite wrong. Off.
So and every time I say like, hey, I don't feel like going to school or going to work today, you're isolating
we're
yourself.
Made, Tina, as human beings, we're made as abandoned, that are supposed to be productive. So, like, why are you tired? You're supposed to be productive. And also, another one that shocked me was, I mean, okay, now I'm going to be, you know, when you, like, this organized ama wardrobes. Loguti, mina, I used to feel like I find things easy when everything is all over the place. I don't like a wardrobe that is like folded. Everything's folded and neat. I feel like it stresses me out.
If everything is in order.
Yes, like the pants, the shorts.
That is weird.
Yeah, you know, it stresses me out because it's like, why is everything organized? Like, I want my
You don't want things organized. You want to look for something.
I want, like, I want everything to be meshed, matched, so I know it's okay. When I want for something, I look for it there. Yeah, bro? So I don't like an organized wardrobe. And apparently, that is an issue also.
No, but perfectionist is also an issue.
Exactly. Like, reflection, it reflects what is in your mind, basically, in the bio wardrobe. Yeah, bro? So, key aspect of mental health, it's your emotional well-being. We don't notice Lindele. You know, today I'm feeling down, or I namhlanje koninte wrong. We must note in the by emotional well-being. Emotions play a huge role in maintaining or the ability to manage emotions, like utuchablile. Oh, I'm stressed, but let me retaliate and go back to happiness, your sadness, your anger and stress. Yes, you are able to be angry, Mara, it mustn't reach or excrete a certain point, you know. So you need to balance things out. That's when we say you have a stable or a positive or a healthy mental well-being. Psychological well-being, that's those are your thoughts, your self-image. And I do feel like external validation. Okay, this is my point of view. People that always want to be validated externally, I do feel like bani issue
la bani la. Like you want people
you want to
tell
say,
you,
oh, you look pretty. Good today. Yes, hi Wena, you're smart. You can do this. You know, I do feel like those people. There's something wrong with those people. I'm not saying it's been scientifically proven, but you can't always want to be externally validated. Your social well-being, how connected and how you interact with others in a healthy way. People always tend to say, hey, when you're a social person, I don't know. I like socializing. For me, that stabilizes my mental health or my social well-being. I don't like, okay, I have friends that only me and her are friends. She doesn't have any other friends besides me.
Okay. That is sad. But
you know? And in a way, I always tell her, bro, just go to counseling and try and find out what are the loopholes that disconnect you from other people. Because at times I do feel like Uba too obsessed. She's too clingy. When I'm somewhere else, she will call. She'll be like, where are you? And as we speak, she's even calling. She'll be like, no, where are you? Are you available? What are you doing? She has separation anxiety, you know. I'm like, as much as I'm friends with you, you must understand I allowed myself to be social with other people. So I need to be out there in order for me to be stabilized. I am not like you, that you feel like you prefer uguti. I want to be alone. So good mental health is very important, guys, and it allows us to cope with life's ups and downs, work productively, build strong relationships, maintain physical health. Mental health is important at every stage of life, from childhood to adulthood. There's a lot we can say about mental health. It is just as important as physical health. Everyone has mental health. The only problem is where we range within the spectrum. It's either you're healthy or you are unhealthy. Let me put it in a very respectable manner. You are healthy or you're not. That's the way you can range yourself, is when you allow to go to your counselings and everything. And we also have free services by Skolweni, which is your student counseling. There are a lot of common mental health disorders, your depressions, anxiety disorders, bipolar disorders, your PTSDs, your OCDs, and your schizophrenia. And the only way to diagnose yourself professionally is if you visit these psychological places, the professional workplace like student counseling, for example, like schooling. There's a lot, man. Mental health can be treated. But one thing we need to know is that the stigma still exists among the group. There's a lot of misunderstandings and discrimination which prevent people from seeking help. Loguti, I'm black. I cannot have mental health issues.
I cannot be
issues.
Depressed. I cannot, you know, have anxiety.
Exactly. So, like, self-care supports mental health, guys. Your regular exercise, sleeping, eating healthy, mindfulness, social connection also is a big aspect in helping. Boundaries and stress management are also very important. Just a few signs before I go of mental health issues that I feel like you should put into consideration, because they are not a norm. They are not a norm. You need to go seek help if you feel like you're going through these. I, for one, can attest to it. I also went to go seek help and I'm doing great. You know, withdrawal from friends or activities. You cannot be a human being and be content with the fact that you like sitting alone. That is very impossible. Also, extreme mood changes. Yes, we are all allowed to have mood changes, but it doesn't mean Gucci. Now you're happy, now you're sad, now you're this, now you cry, now you're crashing out, now you're doing that. You must look at those type of things. Changes in eating and sleeping. There's excessive eating, there's eating normally. Then there's excessive eating, or there is, no, I'm not hungry. And then there's this thing, I am fasting. No, we get to it. There's religious fasting, and then there's this thing, which I don't want to eat. Why? Why you don't want to eat? Why you don't want to eat? Hey, you know, difficulty functioning in daily life. Loguti, you wake up and you're like, no, I can't do this, I can't do that, you know? So it's those type of things. And then thoughts of self-harm or suicide. If you're going through this or you have one of these symptoms, please do go seek help. A student counseling, MET student counseling services. Their email Umvelo will give us, and that is it from me.
Yes, thank you very much, Grace. We're dealing with the mental health, and also just to remind you, which is student counseling, is also hosting EGPV.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.